Thanks for giving
Yes, Steve.
customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
What are the charges that you put on my credit card? $49.97. What is that?
I'd be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment.
Yeah. And it was taken off here. Now they're rebilling me.
First and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Name and address, you say?
Yes, sir.
Edward Krause, 1881 Palo Duro Boulevard, North Fort Myers, Florida.
All right. So, yes, sir, reviewing the account shows that there was a purchase that was made for a Wi-Fi booster for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. Do you recall of making a purchase for that Wi-Fi booster?
I made the purchase for the Wi-Fi booster, but I did not agree to join any. That $49.97 is not for the Wi-Fi booster, is it?
No, sir.
And last month I had it taken off by my credit card company, and here you're rebilling me again. Why are you doing that?
We're not rebilling you, sir. The bank is taking their money back due to the fact that they investigated the transaction and seen that it was a non-fraudulent transaction. So what happened with the account was the account had to be canceled before the 24 to 48-hour time frame. If the account was not canceled within that time frame, then a $125 valued gift card would be sent to your email, and you will be able to order more items off the website with the link that was provided. The $49.97 is basically for the purchase of the gift card.
Well, I don't want it, and I never agreed to it. I never signed up for it, and I'm going to dispute it again, so don't bill me again.
So we're not billing you, sir, and I'm not sure you can dispute a charge that was already disputed. It's just basically the bank taking their money back.
And what bank is taking the money back?
Your bank credit card company, the charge that you disputed, they're taking the money back, not us.
Well, that's impossible. It has your number on it.
Right, it has our number on it because they investigate the charge. So basically they paid that charge back. Your bank paid the charge back, sir, not us.
And did you pay back to the bank?
No, sir, because the charge was a non-fraudulent transaction.
It was what?
A non-fraudulent transaction.
It is when nobody agreed to join.
It was a pre-authorized charge, sir, so you pre-authorized to join the account if you did not cancel within the 24 to 48 time frame.
Where did it say that? As
terms
soon as I got
conditions.
The bill, you canceled it. I canceled it as soon as I got the bill. So,
when was that, sir?
Right after I got the bill, last month.
Yes, sir. This happened in October.
Well, whenever it happened. I'm in Florida now, and that was in Indiana. So how can you say that's non-fraudulent when nobody told me about having to join this outfit for $49.97?
No one is going to express the information, sir. The terms condition will express the information. You have to read into it.
You have to read into it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't read something into it. It has to be expressly written out so everybody can understand it.
Right. It was expressly written out, sir. You just have to read it.
I read everything that I get, and I'm sure it didn't say anything about having to join for $49.97. So it is a fraudulent charge, and you need to refund that to the bank.
We can't refund any charge the bank has already situated. I definitely don't want to frustrate you, Mr. Edward, but everything is situated, and we can't reverse any charge, or neither can the bank.
Well, that's not so. I'm going to call up the credit card company, and they're going to reverse that.
Okay.
And so what you're doing is you're charging everybody $50 for something that they don't want.
No, sir. That's not necessarily, you know, implied.
Not necessarily, but in my case it was, because I did not want to join some club, some outfit that I never do business. You guys advertised that I can have that Wi-Fi booster for $7.75 or whatever it was. Nowhere did it say I have to be able to get that. I have to join your $50 club. So it is a fraudulent charge, and I'm going to take it further. I'm not going to put up with this.
Okay, no, sir. No problem.
Okie dokie. Bye.
Thanks for calling customer service.